Okay, Bart Malone, Janice McHenry, Bob Lutz. Help me out here. You folks heard from some of your constituents this evening. Bob, we'll start with you. Your predisposition to the water deal, do you hear anything from the public make a change of mind?
I haven't heard from the public as far as after they've heard this, so some of that's going to come back. What I want is I want a redundant, reliable, safe water system for our community. I want to have one of those also for the sewer systems, obviously. And I want to be sure that it's going to be there 50, 75 years from now without oppressive rates to our folks. If this gets us there, that's great. We're going to hear more about it in committee over the next few weeks. And so I'll make a final decision as we get to that point.
Barb Malone, what are your thoughts so far?
My thoughts are every time I attend one of these town hall meetings, I come away with another question, perhaps to go back to the mayor's office or Mr. Likens at Citizens Gas to talk about. I guess that I've been questioning, is this the right structure that we should go down this path? Because I think we have one opportunity to do it right, given the assets that we're speaking about.
Janice?
I, too, agree with what I've heard from the other two counselors. There's a lot more to listen to. I was very disappointed at the turnout tonight, considering that I passed out over 3,000, or close to 3,000 flyers for this meeting, and we did not have as many people as I would have liked to have seen. But I also heard from a lot of people, had a lot of conversations with people as I was passing out those flyers. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from my constituents a lot more than the few that were here tonight, in addition to the ones that I've already heard from.
Barb, when you do hear from people, is a disposition in favor or against, or people just want more questions asked? Are they open to it?
I think that most people are just still asking questions. They're still in the question phase. I haven't seen it, obviously, until tonight. I hadn't seen much opposition, and I see more tonight than I have been in the past weeks. And I think that's good. To have this kind of open discussion and forum is always good for us to hear from the citizens, because we are responsible to them as elected officials. And for our vote is going to be extremely important in the passage of getting this to the Indiana Regulatory Commission in a timely manner. This process is way down the pike, but we still have at least maybe another 9 months to go, even getting to the point where the Utility Regulatory Commission will either approve or disapprove of this deal.
Janice, let me just get you real quick here before I let you guys go. When you handed out those 3,000 flyers, what was the gauge of the public for, against, or did it just more questions?
To be truthful, a lot of people, I felt, were a lot more positive than what we heard here tonight on this. The major concern with people is what's going to happen to their rates. And they definitely want to see our rates kept in check and make sure that our rates do not skyrocket. That's their concern. But from what I was gathering more from the public, it was a lot more positive. They thought it was what they had heard so far was more of a good deal.
All right. Thank you, ladies, very much.